The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Like many of you, hopefully most of you, I was raised in a wonderful home. And my parents made a great deal of effort to make our home fit the needs of our large family. For instance, they bought bunk beds sturdy enough to survive a house with four boys. When we were children, all my parents expected was that we have a good attitude and do our chores. Once we became teenagers, we discovered that their love was unconditional, but staying in the house wasn't. Certain attitudes were incompatible with remaining in their house. And if our bad attitude was directed against our parents, we risked being invited to consider living elsewhere. No son of mine is going to talk to his mother like that, not while you're under this roof. Spirited discussions would remind us of just who is in charge in this house, and the attitudes we'd better adopt if we intended to remain there, and the unpalatable consequences of persisting in mistaken notions of where we fit in the life of the family. We learned that as long as we lived in our parents' house, we would be held accountable for our behavior there. In today's gospel, Jesus tells the story of a group of people who lived on a farm that was not their own. They were tenant farmers who had contracted to pay rent to the owner. And the owner went to a great deal of effort to make his farm serve the needs of his tenants. He planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a hole for the wine press, and built a watchtower. And all he expected in return was that they should make good on their contract of returning to him a portion of the harvest in payment of rent. And just as with tenants anywhere, if they fail to pay, they will be evicted. Now, if they were good tenants who got behind on their payments due to circumstances beyond their control, the owner might well come up with something that they could work with, something they could manage. But if those tenants have a bad attitude and indeed threaten the owner and his family, you can be sure that he will do all in his power to evict those tenants and hold them accountable for damages. Well, you and I live in a world that is temporarily our home. We live in a country that is free and remains, despite our economic crisis, one of the most prosperous countries in the world. The heavenly owner of this house has gone to a great deal of effort to surround us with all sorts of benefits designed to meet our needs and enhance our life. We eat well, in some instances maybe too well. We have nice clothing and a roof over our heads. And all that God expects in return is that we have a good attitude and do our chores. The Bible teaches us that God's love is unconditional, but staying in this house isn't. In our first reading today, we learn that those who don't produce good fruit will be destroyed and replaced. Now, for Isaiah, This refers to the destruction of Israel and their exile to Babylon. And then in our gospel, we find that those who persist in their bad attitude will be held accountable. Those who fail to see that their staying in the vineyard depends on its owner's goodwill soon forget who they are before God, that they are not God's equal, that they are dependent on Him for everything. Why did God make us? I think probably those of us of my age can give the answer to that right away. To know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this life, and to be happy with Him forever in the next. He did not make us to advance our own purposes. He did not make us to build our own kingdoms, but rather to build His kingdom, to administer faithfully everything that He's placed in our hands, to be used for His purposes. In our gospel, the first thing those wicked tenants do is deny the landowner his rightful share, his agreed upon share of the produce. And then once they have gotten accustomed to withholding from the master that which is rightfully his, and even abusing his collection agents, the wicked tenants take the next logical step. They reject the landowner altogether. They kill his son and try to take possession of the property themselves. And what does the rightful owner do? He destroys those tenants and he entrusts the property to others. When you and I are good stewards of the time, the talent, the treasure, everything that the Lord has placed in our hands, we do so not because God needs our time, or because God needs our treasure, or because God needs to see us use our talent. We do it not because God needs something from us, but simply because we have a need to give. Because if we don't give of our time, talent, and treasure, we will soon forget that it's not ours. We'll soon forget that we are stewards. We are tenant farmers. We'll begin to delude ourselves into thinking that we're the owners of the property, not the Lord. That we will start thinking we are free to dispose of it any way we please. I earned that. I can do it what I want. We begin to think that we'll never have to give an accounting for what we have done with our master's property. Being good stewards of all that God has given us serves to remind us of who we are, and that we are bound to God in a relationship of master and servant. Our master loves us unconditionally, but he is no fool, and he knows what we're up to. We will come to know, love, and serve God truly only if we know who we are in relation to God. Only when we realize, and it really sinks in, that we are tenant farmers. We are servants. We are administrators of what belongs to someone else, and he expects a return. God made us happy, made us to be happy with him forever in the next life. Let us pray that we are all found to be good tenants of God's vineyard in the present life, so that the joy he promises will be ours both in this life and in the next.